And welcome to a special election night edition of Sportsline here on WBAL. What a lineup we have coming up. Former Maryland Terrapin, great basketball player Tom McMillan, coming up in about 30 minutes. But right now, we're joined by one of the most prominent early Baltimore Ravens, to say the least. Michael Jackson, a great wide receiver in his day for the Ravens, and before that, the Cleveland Browns, and now a mayor of a parish in Louisiana, his hometown. And Michael Jackson joins us now. MJ, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us. I know this is a big day for you. You're up for re-election for mayor. And the name of the town, I want to say correctly, but is it Tangipahoa?
Tangipahoa.
Okay. And you're up for re-election right now. What are your feelings? What's your gut tell you?
Well, you know, you can always have good feelings about something or bad when it comes to this election stuff, but you never know when your destiny is in the hands of others. So I feel good about what I've done over the past 4 years, what I've been able to accomplish, and my attempt to try to assist the citizens of this community. Whether the acceptance of those things, because of the fact that they're a little different than what they're accustomed to, may or may not work in my favor, but I'm feeling pretty good about the election overall, though.
Michael, when do the polls close in your town?
Here, the polls close at 8 o'clock.
Okay. And when do you think you'll know by?
And being that it's a small town, I'll know 30 minutes after the election, I'll know whether I won or lost.
Wow.
So by 8:30, I should have some idea. Matter of fact, I would know probably by 8:15 because I'll get the results from the town and the two precincts that are within the town immediately following, being that everything now is computerized.
You've been a part of big two-minute drills at the end of NFL games. You were a big-time college player. You played with Brett Favre. Where does this compare to those things?
Well, the comparison, there really isn't one when you talk about the duties that are required of you, because the football aspect of things was something that just came second nature. This political thing is something that I've had to learn while in office. And in that learning curve has been real, real tough, to be honest with you, because your destiny and everything that happens for you is in the hands of parish and state officials, county and state officials.
Michael Jackson, former Ravens wide receiver with us here on WBAL. Michael scored 14 touchdowns in the Ravens' inaugural season here in 1996. You're saying it's really hard, the adjustment to politics, Michael. Are you happy with your decision to go this route professionally after football?
No, it wasn't my decision, but once I made it back here to Louisiana into my hometown area, you know, there was a lot of requests of me, and if I were to disenfranchise my family in order to try to fill those requests, then I, too, would probably be in the same situation that most of my community members are in or have been in over the years. So I decided that if they would put me in a position to speak on behalf of them, there's something that Baltimore fans know well. I have no problem speaking a piece.
Yeah, that is true. Your time in Baltimore, it was really interesting. Of course, the team moves here, and you are really maybe the identifiable player. You, Ernest Biner, Vinny Testaverde, I think the Ray Lewis era started in 96, of course, when he was drafted with Jonathan Ogden, but maybe he, as the face of the franchise, didn't really start until maybe 1997, 1998. You were really the face, and I think you were really the most active guy in the community. I think maybe even those early jersey sales, you were the top guy. Talk about your time here.
Well, my time there was phenomenal. I have to say I enjoyed it probably as well or better than anywhere that I ever played in my life, and that's from high school to college to professional ranks, period, because Baltimore offered an opportunity there for me to take advantage of if it was in my interest. And I did take advantage of that, and I did personally get involved with that city, and that's what makes me love Baltimore so much, is that the reception that was given, even though we were replacing a team that was long standing there and loved, but the reception was so warm to whereas you had to know that, hey, that is family there, and it always will be family to me.
You know, Art Modell obviously passed away a few months ago. You only played for one owner in your NFL career. Just your comment on that.
Well, that was great as well. I think most players wish that they'll have the opportunity to do that, is to play under one franchise for their entire career. I wish that opportunity had lasted a little longer, but unfortunately it didn't. But the opportunity to do that is probably the dream of many, many, many men. And it's also a dream that was fulfilled by myself.
And just about Art personally and his passing?
I think a lot of Mr. Modell. Opportunity was given to me, a man that had no knowledge of this little gentleman from Louisiana. And we had our ups and we had our downs as an organization, from player perspective to ownership group, what have you. But at the end of the day, you always could go and talk to Mr. Modell, and he would have a warm word of welcome or something to just alleviate whatever the disagreement was between the player and or the ownership group. So that's one thing that I talked with a couple Cleveland radio stations and a couple callers calling in, and they were talking about Mr. Modell. I say, well, you guys have to look at it from Mr. Modell made a business decision. It's not personal, and they shouldn't harvest those personal hard feelings toward a man that bought an organization there that warranted them the opportunity to get to love the Cleveland Browns. But then he also, from a business perspective, had to do the best thing that was in the interest of his family as well, and that was for him to move at that time from Cleveland to Baltimore, Maryland.
Former Ravens wideout Michael Jackson here on BAL. And Michael, you said it's really tough, the transition, the things you have to do as a mayor of the parish in Louisiana. What is the hardest thing that you have to do? Obviously, when you're a mayor of any town, especially I think maybe even the smaller towns, the wiggle room with budgets and everything else, there is none, really. What's the hardest thing that you have to do day to day?
Well, that's the difference is when I was there, it was just a matter of going out doing your job and you receiving the funds for yourself and or your family. Now it's about rationing the funds. Hmm. So there's a big difference there in regards to that and or handling the day-to-day operations of not just your department. Said wide receiver was just one department. Well, now you have to be able to ration funds and delegate authority to several different departments because you are the man that's in charge of the day-to-day operation of this town. So that's where the difficulty comes in some regards. And then in other regards, it's just a matter of you're in a small town and you're dealing with family, a lot of family and friends. And so favors are always wanted. And if you have to try and keep it as business as you possibly can and not get into the ethic violations, the violations that can happen ethically and so forth, as opposed to being on the field, you can always say, oh, well, I was misquoted. You can't do that here.
No, you can't.
In federal prison or something.
Yeah, last question, Michael. Let's say, hypothetically, you're victorious tonight. Is there an office beyond mayor that you're at right now that you might be eyeing down the road? You're only 43 years old. You're already a mayor, and you're well-known in that state in Louisiana. Is there a future beyond mayor for you?
I'm not sure that I'm looking to go any farther at this moment. I think that I'll continue to dibble and dabble a little bit into politics in order to get my feet farther wet. But I don't know that I'm going to move forward to pursue a larger position at this moment.
Well, we'll wish you good luck tonight, Michael, and we really appreciate you taking some time to be on with us. Best of luck, and we'll hope for the best.
Thank you guys very much. And thanks to Baltimore for having me the years that they had. I really enjoyed it.
Well, hopefully we'll have you back on really soon, and we'll keep track of your career as it continues to grow. Michael Jackson, currently a mayor in Louisiana of a parish there, Tangipahoa, and former Ravens wide receiver who had a monster year in 1996. 76 grabs, 1,200 yards, 14 touchdowns from Vinny Testaverde all the way back in 1996. We're coming back with more next here on Sportsline.